We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We got the A-Team, Horowitz and Graceffo, back together at CBS Sports Radio New York City, producing the show. Coronavirus and its impact on sports continues to dominate the headlines. Christian Wood, Pistons played the Utah Jazz. Wood had a big night against the Jazz a week ago tonight. Man, the stories we've had since Monday night / Tuesday, it makes it seem like last Saturday night was a year ago. Amazing. Also, NFL Draft, Hub Arkish, Pro Football Weekly reporting they're going to push it back from April 23rd. Will it stay in Vegas? Will it go to another site? Could it be in a theater with no crowd, studio, show? NFL has a lot to play with. They can delay free agency. Sean Payton, head coach of the Saints, thinks free agency will be delayed. They can adjust their schedule any way they want to. As I mentioned last hour, they could do that draft in June. NFL pro days have been canceled because of the coronavirus outbreak. I mean, these are just the real headlines in sports. The only active sports going on today, I think some horse racing was run without the fans. Oliveira beat Lee by submission. As I look at CBSSports.com, UFC did it without fans. Chivas and Monterrey Soccer you can watch live at CBSSports.com. And get live updates on the headlines in between all the other headlines outside of Patino. And as Horowitz said, I agree, what a great news dump to announce Patino back in the college coaching ranks at Iona. Because of coronavirus, when does the coronavirus sports impact headline stop? I don't think they will until the sports return. I don't. Because we'll go through this news cycle of what could have been, and Selection Sunday was supposed to happen later tonight on the East Coast, about 3 hours away on the West Coast in terms of becoming Sunday. It's not happening. CBS Sportsline did do a bracket, seeded the teams based on projections. Probably Jerry Palm helped them out. Bracketologist at CBSSports.com. Ran it 10,000 times on a computer simulator, and Dayton won that mythical computer national championship on the CBS Sportsline bracket. Dayton was your winner. It's a pretty good basketball team. And I like the story that came out on Friday that the NCAA is thinking about releasing the bracket, not having the tournament, but release the bracket so these teams like Dayton, possibly a Rutgers, a Creighton that was projected to be a 2 seed, that they can celebrate a great year. They can have a copy of that bracket for their media relations people, their media guide. They can put that in their historical references. Because this spring and this last 5 days, historic, frightening, unprecedented, impactful. I love the idea of releasing the bracket. I really do, because you know what that would give us? If they did it Sunday night, my thought was when I heard this story is that they should have done, maybe they, not CBS, the network, but they could have used CBS Sports Network, the television side, and they would have done an hour. And they would have discussed what the bracket would have been like. And we all would have tuned in, and it would have been a nice break from everything connected to the coronavirus in sports that needs to be discussed, needs to be talked about, needs to be in the updates with John Fass. But just release it and let us talk about it on Monday like we normally do on the Monday after Selection Sunday. And, oh, this team got robbed. Look at the easy path Duke has. All the usual conversation, because everything has been so unusual. I love the bracket release idea. I really do. I hope they do it. But I don't trust the NCAA all the time to make the right call. I just don't. I'm pessimistic for a reason, because when I look at Rick Pitino coming back to college coaching, and I look at the history from the FBI wiretaps and Arizona, Kansas, LSU go about their business in college hoops. I look at Jim Tressel became president of Youngstown State University when Ohio State had sanctions, and I think Tressel had a show cause penalty. He couldn't come back to coach, but he could be president of a university. I'm not surprised Pitino's back. And he'll be at Iona for a year or two. That's a buffer school. He's not going to finish his career at Iona. Or Iona. He'll finish at a big boy basketball school. Now, I mentioned that CBS Sports bracket where they had Dayton, Duke, Gonzaga, and Florida State in the Final Four in Atlanta. Gonzaga and Dayton were in the championship game. That was interesting. Who was in the Final Eight? Kansas, Duke, Dayton, Michigan State, Baylor, Florida State, and San Diego State, Gonzaga. Sweet 16, Gonzaga, Oregon, BYU, San Diego State, Baylor, Ohio State, Maryland, Florida State, Michigan State, Villanova, Louisville, Dayton, Creighton, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas. See, the reason you want to release that bracket, this was an abnormal year in college basketball where schools that were known as mid-majors could have done some damage and were highly ranked most of the year, like Dayton, like San Diego State, and I like BYU. That was going to be one of my sleeper teams. They should be honored. They should be recognized. Why not? The Creightons, the Daytons. Mid-majors have been one of the great storylines in NCAA tournament history. How many people agree that the bracket should be, you know, selection committee has all the seedings? And some are saying, well, you didn't play the tournaments. No, you just would go back to the end of the regular season. Do you like the idea of releasing the bracket? You're not going to play in the games, but just to have it and see it. And then the questions we've thrown out to the audience during this broadcast, what's filling your sports void since everything's been shut down? What are you doing? And also, what's something you've done the last couple of days that you haven't done in a while because there's no sports to talk about? I'm not digging the replays. Horowitz and Graceffo, I'll start with you, Jimmy G. What has filled your sports void last couple of days?
A lot of TV, Bill. A lot of sleep, a lot of TV.
A lot of binge watching?
A lot of frozen food, too.
I'm not talking about your everyday life. I'm talking about what we're dealing with right now.
Pretty much is everyday life when I'm not here or not working.
So are you watching anything you normally didn't watch, or are you just watching more of a show and you're catching up and doing the binging?
No, I watched a show over today. I watched the American Crime Story about the Gianni Versace assassination, most of it.
Have you watched The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez on Netflix?
I did. I started it and then I stopped it in the middle. It was just very boring for me.
Oh, it's like not the, boring. You got to give
like
it.
The last couple episodes where they talk about the whole of
No spoilers here, Jimmy.
Right. When they talk about the last couple episodes, when they talk about prosecuting the social workers.
Oh, yeah.
And how, like, the data involved where would, like, present a case.
Yes.
Where you wouldn't be sure of. I found that whole part pretty boring. I'll watch the last episode just because I watched the first, like, five or six.
Yeah, it was good. I binge-watched it today. I mean, just, you know, my kids were... went with some friends, and You know, there's no, I can't watch the replays of the games. I can't watch a 2015 Big Ten, you know, tournament championship. I replay of sports games outside of the Miracle on Ice. I don't need to see them. I'm serious. I have no interest. Horowitz, what have you done to fill your sports void?
Well, luckily, the last few days I had a wedding to attend that I was the best man in, so that kind of filled my time. But I'm looking at it. And I'm shocked that, honestly, that they didn't cancel the wedding. It was one of those, you know, and it's an Italian family. The guy who ran the building, you know, Italian, they're kind of intertwined, Goombas. They know the family, the cousins, all that. But he had like 40 cancellations at $150 a plate, all over fears of the coronavirus. But that took up most of my time. But later today, when I wake up, I have no clue what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to, I guess, catch up on some TV that I've been behind on. Maybe The Masked Singer, but I'm kind of at a loss.
You don't watch The Masked Singer.
Love The Masked Singer. You got a problem
with it? You're joking. You're joking.
I love The Masked Singer.
You're joking.
I swear. But I'm so far behind on the season. Oh, it's great television.
Oh, it's great television? What, you're wearing a damn costume and singing like in a YMCA? What?
I keep a running list on my phone of my guesses throughout the season. I got to see how many I get right. Last year I got 4 out of, 16? I was running a 25% clip.
Oh, my God.
Impressive.
I can't believe that you just... I thought you were getting ready to deliver a Horowitz zinger.
No.
Mask singer. Oh, and how many more shows can Nick Cannon get thrown off of?
That's a fair point. In fact, maybe I'll go back and watch some Wild 'N Out reruns.
My Lord. Was at the beginning of it, wasn't that... Was that Jamie Foxx who was hosting it?
No, he had another one. It was like...
No, he had that Shazam.
Yeah, something Shazam, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was. There's some bad
Shazam.
Shows. What?
You beat Shazam.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Jimmy, you knew that pretty quick. So, Beat Shazam and Masked Singer, Graceffo and Horowitz's catch-up shows with no sports.
Jenny McCarthy's on The Masked Singer, man. That's one reason to tune in.
I'll give you some binge watching shows. Have you watched Homeland? Anybody watch Homeland?
That's another one that I'm going to catch up on. I'm about season and a half behind right now.
Oh, this new year is fantastic.
By the way, am I out of line? Kerry Matheson is like my most hated TV character of all time, and she's supposed to be the good guy. Is that bad?
You don't like strong women, Horowitz.
No, I love strong women. She's crazy. She's a psycho. She's crazy.
I could follow up that line about she's psycho and crazy. I could say something, but I'm not going to do it because I respect I respect my entire audience. She's so good in her role because some people don't like her and some do, and I just think. Going back to episode 1 of Homeland, I find it to be some of the best TV I've ever seen. I think it's fan. It's timely, topical. So I watch that. I don't need to. Billions is awesome.
Love Billions.
Yeah, Billions is the Dublin Murders.
That one I haven't seen.
Is it HBO or Showtime? I'm not sure if it stars. I don't know. Watch the Dublin Murders. Okay. Watch, that is really good. If you want to binge and catch up, it's either Showtime, HBO, or Stars. I have so many channels and so much like you could catch up on that. I get anxiety. Like when I sat down today after making the kids breakfast, so everyone slept in. It's 10:30. Make breakfast. Kids, you know, go play Fortnite. Daughters with a friend. And I look at TV, and what am I going to watch? So I start binge-watching like I'm stuck in a blizzard or 3 days of torrential rain, and I watch the trials of Gabriel Fernandez. How many episodes are there? 6, 7, 8?
I think it's 8, Bill.
Yeah, I think I watched it from like 10:30, 11, until I decided to come in and do the show.
Did you watch it till the end?
I watched everything.
Nice, nice.
It was wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful might not be the right
word. Hold on. It was wonderfully done. Okay,
right. Yeah.
It was well done. It's one of the most horrifying documentaries I've ever watched. It really was. And I won't give away any spoilers for anybody, but if you're a parent, or maybe you have flashbacks of a childhood that wasn't perfect, it was powerful TV. It was, well, I meant to say, wonderfully done in terms of the way it was presented. You know, you can tell when it's done, when something's done cheaply and something's done in the right way. So I meant that. It's not, there's nothing good about it. I'll be honest. The entire story. Not until the end when everything is wrapped up in court. So watch the trials. Is Netflix paying me with how much pub I'm giving them? What's going on here?
They should be.
All right, so the questions to the audience. What's filling your sports void? What's something you've done in the last couple of days since the shutdown of the sports that you haven't done in a long time, maybe haven't done at all? What would that be for you, Horowitz? Anything that you kind of shocked yourself, like, wow, I'm doing this because there's no sports?
Nothing yet, but I'm sure as the week goes on, I'm going to get pretty desperate.
I cleaned out a drawer where I just throw things in. Like, whenever I empty pockets, I have a dresser drawer. And I was cleaning that thing out. I've said I'm going to do it for like 4 years. And I find like free golf passes or from like 2016. Oh my Lord. And I've never had the motivation to clean it out. But I just say, because it was like 40 degrees, wind chill was like 20. It wasn't that warm here in Michigan. So when the weather breaks, though, and it's nice, hey, when I don't have the kids, I'm going to hit the golf course like crazy, which I always do. But now with no sports, you know, because you're not around a lot of people. You're with the foursome, right? You wipe down the, you know, steering wheel, the golf cart, whatever. I think golf courses are going to see a big boom in March, April, until we get sports back. Unless this coronavirus goes crazy in America and we're in a lockdown state, right? That's it. What do you think's going to benefit the most in terms of what people will do? And I'll ask you, Horowitz, because of no sports, TV, watching TV seems to be the common theme. But what activity you think gets a big boost as long as we're not in a lockdown state?
Paying attention to our girlfriends and wives on a weekend?
Or kids. For people who have kids, yeah. I mean, but you're pretty good to your future wife. You're pretty good to her.
I am.
Jimmy G,
yeah,
I want to ask you that same question.
Oh, I don't know. Cleaning the apartment, you know? Universal cleanliness, hopefully, gets better.
Maybe found a sandwich from a restaurant that closed 3 years ago.
Probably shouldn't eat it. Clean out the fridge. Do these things. You know, do these things that you probably should have been doing.
You know that, Reuben?
Wash your hands every time. Every time you go to the bathroom.
I will say that one thing that's changed for me going back to the start of this coronavirus, the last 3 weeks, I've washed my hands more in the last 3 weeks than I probably did the last year. And I'm talking just normal. I wash my hands when I'm done in a bathroom, but I'm talking normally just coming in and out of the house, you know, wash your hands. I bet I'm washing my hands 12 times a day right now. If you want to join in on the conversation, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Crisafo and Horowitz, the A-team producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. You want to join in? Huge questions of the night. What's filling your sports void? What are you doing? Also, what's something you've done in the last couple of days that you haven't done in a while because there's just no sports? Just kind of resetting your daily schedule. If you're a diehard sports fan or you're connected to the sports world with your job, or you play. It's uncharted waters. So you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Dave in Arlington, Massachusetts. Yep. How you doing, David?
Good. I love your show. I think it's very sobering.
Thank you.
I have coronavirus, and I never get the flu. Never get the flu, and I've got this thing.
Have you been tested?
No, because if you go into a clinic, it's the worst thing to do because you're spreading it and you're going to pick up something else. So the best thing to do is just stay at home.
So are you self-quarantined right now?
I am. Yeah, I don't let anybody in here.
So how long did your doctor or local clinic tell you to self-quarantine? 2 weeks seems to be the number, right?
Well, I started 3 days ago just on my own. I had a slight fever, cough. I never get a cough. So I just said, no one's entering, and I'm not having contact with anybody. But the thing that bothers me, Bill, is all the people I had contact with in the last 2 weeks, 20, 30, maybe 40 people.
Did you call them?
No, because I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be absolutely sure. And I didn't want to scare him to death either. I didn't want to scare him to death. One of the people is an 85-year-old woman, a mother of a friend of mine. And I just don't want to scare them to death.
So how can you find out so you don't live in fear and you're leaving possibly others hanging in the balance on not knowing? How do you find out if you currently have COVID-19 or the coronavirus? What do you do? I think you go get tested, right?
First of all, I would only get tested if I had like a really a spike in temperature, like up to 103 or so, and I had really a real hard time breathing. I don't. The best thing to do is to stay home and avoid. It's just like the regular flu. It's just like the regular flu. The only trouble is that it's transmissible. It's extremely transmissible.
So what makes you think you have the coronavirus compared to just the regular flu?
Because I never get the flu. I never get the flu.
Have you called your doctor?
I've called the clinic that I go to, and they said the same thing. They said don't come in unless you absolutely have to, because you're likely to pick up something there, or you're likely to spread it to someone else. You know, all you have to do is touch a doorknob. Someone touches that doorknob, and then they, in about a couple of hours, the whole place can be filled, can be covered.
Well, Dave, you know, take care of yourself during your self-quarantine, and give me a call back in the next couple of weeks here and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Can I tell you one thing, though?
Yes.
What I would do if I was normally sick or laid up with a cold or something, I'd be listening to sports radio. And you know what I think you guys are going to be doing? Because you're smart guys. You're very smart guys. I think what you're going to be doing is taking the leadership role in spreading wise advice to all of your listeners.
I agree, David. You know, and thanks for the call, and you take care of yourself there in Massachusetts. I was talking with my producer for my statewide show in Michigan, and I think this is a benchmark moment for sports radio. And it's a chance to deliver the facts, to listen to people, where he doesn't know if he has it, but he's going to self-quarantine to be safe. There aren't a lot of platforms for people to do it. There is a feeling when you look at the impact on sports and the impact on real life. Yeah, you can go to your local TV stations and their local Facebook and Twitter pages and the 9,000 cable and satellite channels. But for the sports fans and the connection of the coronavirus and COVID-19, I think this is a time for sports radio to be an outlet. Just like sports has been front and center, a stage to help this country through a lot. So you take care of yourself there in Massachusetts. Callers online, I promise we'll get to your comments, your huge opinions. You want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge, if you want to tweet us, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America every Saturday night. Your huge opinions, my huge opinions. Horowitz and Graceffa, the A-team, producing this show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Huge questions of the night. What's filling the void for you personally with no sports right now and everything in a suspended state? What's something you've done the last couple of days that kind of surprised you? Like, I haven't done this in a while. Because if you take away what normally is going on right now, conference basketball tournaments, anticipation of Selection Sunday. As I said to open this hour, I really hope they release that bracket. Should have been done in a made-for-TV event on Sunday night just for one simple distraction on what could have been. Let all the schools that would have been part of that bracket, let them celebrate on what was a great year. Think about Rutgers being able to show everybody that we were in the field. Or that CBS Sportsline bracket simulated 10,000 times on a computer. Dayton was your national champion. How many people were thinking Dayton before the season started? I hope they release it. I really do. The NCAA, and rightfully so, they have shut down everything. So give the bracket. Let those schools have it. For historical reference, their Twitter pages, Facebook, let a little good news come out of canceling March Madness. You can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Robert in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. First of all, I wanted to send my love out to Dave. I hope he feels better. I hope he can get better and heal and everything.
Yeah, amen.
Secondly, I haven't done this since I was a teenager, maybe my early 20s, is I'm changing the oil in my vehicle.
Wow.
Trust me, I would not be changing my oil in my vehicle Saturday before the Sunday championship games and the release of the bracket. Not even close. And as far as if the coronavirus isn't contained, I feel the birth rate in the world will go way up, in my opinion. And I have another thing. What if they publish the brackets, we fill them out at some major location, let's say NCAA.org or whatever, and we post our fill-out brackets, and the team with the most wins can be like the fans' champion.
I like that. Actually, you gave me, and thanks for the call, Robert, in Atlanta. You gave me a great idea. You know, with my statewide show in Michigan, I still might have my bracket contest happen, let people fill it out, and we'll randomly pick one winner. I like that idea. Thank you. I love the audience and the feedback. Speaking of Atlanta, let's go to Jeremy, who's an ER doctor, get his thoughts on this coronavirus and its impact on sports and also day-to-day living. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good. How you hanging?
Good, buddy. Your ER doctor?
Correct, man. Just driving home from my shift.
So, in Atlanta right now, what's the coronavirus situation?
I definitely see a little less traffic on the road, but a little bit more pickup at work. Got a lot of patients coming in, obviously looking to be tested. And, you know, the vast majority of everybody seems to be okay. And I just want to get it out there that, you know, everything is going to be okay. There are going to be some sick people, but most of the part, everyone's going to be fine. And if, just like the previous caller before this that prompted my call, you know, if you're not feeling well but you're doing okay, symptoms are okay, stay at home. Don't rush out. Don't go to public meetings. Don't come to the hospital and get other people sick. We need to keep these doors open for the sick people.
Jeremy, I had a doctor on my statewide show in Michigan tell me that the most important thing here, be prepared, but don't panic, and also watch the curve. When the curve flattens and starts going the other way, those are the signs we need that will begin the path back to normalcy.
Couldn't agree more.
The data. He talked about the media right now is talking coronavirus or this athlete has it, or this coach, or this Premier League player, or this Italian League player. He would like to see, and I want to see if you agree, he'd like to see the media reporting more data on where it's growing, where it's not growing, what the age groups are. We all know about the elderly, but it seems the media isn't giving us the full story when it comes to the medical data, not opinions, behind the coronavirus.
True. I think the truth is we don't really even know, and I don't want that to scare people, but we have not done enough testing to really know what the true data is. And honestly, it's okay to a certain point, because if you think you have symptoms, you kind of have to assume. It's like the flu. Even in a non-coronavirus season like this year, people would come in, and if I think you have the flu, I wouldn't even test you because you look so good. And that's kind of what I'm seeing right now, all these young, healthy people coming in, and I'm spending more time explaining to them, you know, hey, you need to self-quarantine, but you don't qualify based on CDC recommendations for this test. And we're not going to test you because we have to save these tests right now for the people that we're highly suspicious of. And the truth is, it is. It's out in the community at this point. And people need to be vigilant and be safe and keep our vulnerable population at bay.
The unknown factor, Jeremy, before I let you go, from the medical professionals, and you're one of them that you work with there in Atlanta, is there a consensus on thinking, okay, this is we're in front of this right now, we're shutting things down, the pro sports league, colleges, you know, youth leagues, high schools not playing sports in most parts in the country, that we got out in front of this? Will that slow down the coronavirus and also speed up, like I said, that turn back towards normalcy?
I think our perspective is we're expecting the worst to come in the next few weeks as far as numbers coming into the hospital. As the testing increases, you'll see the numbers spike, and that might frighten people, and it shouldn't. I think that people, again, need to just kind of monitor themselves and play it safe. I like what the public is doing and stopping this. And as a sports fan who's looking forward to the tournament, and I feel terrible for these kids who don't have the opportunity to represent themselves and their schools. But this is unprecedented, and we have to take it seriously, and it is concerning. But I'm not so afraid of the virus itself as I am of the hysteria that it has caused.
That was going to be my next question, and thank you for answering it. And Jeremy, to the nurses, to the doctors, to the medical support staffs, to the first responders, I am so proud of the medical profession in America and worldwide and what they're doing here with this coronavirus outbreak. And thank you for what you do.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for keeping us calm during this time.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. How about that? Again, another medical professional. You know, when I talked to Dr. Ed Cornelia from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, it calmed me down. Because I'm a man, a father. I do a radio show. And when I hear a medical professional like Jeremy in Atlanta, the hysteria. People are stockpiling food and products. Like, the apocalypse is coming. And what I hear from medical professionals, I hear a common theme, what I just heard from Jeremy. Multiple medical professionals. And I talk to these doctors, you know, some I play basketball, sports with, who I, you know, I've known through the business, through, you know, my kids' sports. And I ask for one, two, three, four, five opinions. Because I want to see, you know, just like, you know, you ask a doctor for a second opinion on a knee injury, foot injury. Your kid's sick, you ask for a second opinion. I've been able to go to multiple doctors who don't want to give their names or their hospitals on air and ask them questions about where we're at. So here's what I posted earlier today on Facebook. Well, you know what? There's a lot here to read, and I have about a minute. I'll read that at the top of next hour. But thank you, Jeremy, man. Right now, I could talk to medical professionals my entire show because the coronavirus, its impact on sports, knowing what doctors think also will tell us when we could begin that return to the games we love to watch and play. But my theme from every doctor, every nurse I've talked to, privately, on air, off air, the hysteria with the people doesn't match what they think the coronavirus is going to do in America. I know a lot of people will watch their news networks and they'll see Italy or Spain or France in shutdowns. Remember what I said at the start of this broadcast. Chinese Professional Basketball League may resume play April 2nd. And they had over 80,000 cases and they were the epicenter when this all began. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter.